welcome aboard our vessel. I'll be your captain. Join me and my trusty ally, the cook, as we set sail through our relationship with music, film, literature, and everything in between, as well as our ongoing exploration into mental health and well-being. Anchors up.
Boom, 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 boom. Stop giving me loads of editing to do. It's Christmas.
It's nearly Christmas.
Nearly Christmas.
So we thought we'd quickly record. We've got a few things to touch on, but yeah, just a quick Christmas message from your captain and your cook.
Yeah, it's been quite a year, flown by really, considering all that's gone on. But we did share recently, didn't we, that we were popping up in people's Wrapped, so Spotify Wrapped. So thank you for all the Spotify users who shared that. And we got Podcaster Wrapped, didn't we, this year? We got our own little special segment, which was quite exciting. And we've just watched it together. So our first episode on January the 17th. And I would say in the new year, just keep your eyes peeled for when we come back. And there might be a slight break, but we'll see.
We will be back.
We'll definitely be back.
Yeah.
Our most popular countries, and this surprises, not the UK and US bit, but so UK, US, Canada, Australia, and Belgium.
Belgium's the weird one.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone.
I know.
But, well, we do apparently, so.
Say hello.
Yeah, if you are one listener in Belgium, say hello. Give us a wave.
And 64 of our fans, as they describe them on Wrapped, listen to us more than any other podcast.
Wow.
I think that's quite good.
And we can tell the Wheelstone Raider that we have got fans.
He can't see us. He's got no fans.
No, we got over 60 of them.
I want to know the three fans where we spent their birthday listening to us. Surely there's better things to do.
I mean, that must have been quite a lonely birthday for them.
QE. 46% listen between 11 and 5. And we just joked that probably QE is when I think he said he likes listening to us when he goes to bed.
Yeah, in his sleep. Yeah, but also, I mean, people are listening to us in the workplace, so turn the volume up.
Yeah.
Get others involved, you know.
Spread it.
Yeah, spread it. Spread the good news.
Spread them. And we produced nearly 2,000 minutes of content, or 33 hours. So we were just saying people could have a Captain and Cook marathon, couldn't they?
They could. 33. I mean, is that the length of the Lord of the Rings extended? I mean, which would you pick? Us or Lord of the Rings? I mean...
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just thinking that if anyone wants a Captain and Cook listening party, let us know.
We'll do a listening live and record along.
You can hear us. You can definitely only. It's interesting going back over the episodes how we buy mics. We take it serious when we're bought in.
I mean, not serious, but I mean.
We seem to sound like we know what we're doing. And that's quite a thing to be proud of, isn't it? Yeah. As time goes by. So, and for me. We've nearly touched 3,000 plays in a year, which I think is amazing. Considering we did 2,000 of them between us.
Yeah, I know. So there's 1,000 people have listened, and some of them are my mum, some of them are your mum, and the rest are QE. So, and the five of us.
And if you can hear bells running around, it's not Santa. It's Eve the cat.
It's got a Christmas collar
on. Oh, Santa, keep it down in the toilet. But that's Wrapped. And we've also had a delivery, I believe.
We have. I think that we've got our very first Christmas card. Well, I think it's a Christmas card. I mean, it's addressed to Captain and Cook. So, I'll
open it up.
I won't read the rest because that's my address.
If it's a complaint, we'll take it offline.
Okay, so it is a card. It says, "Oh, Christmas tree." And it says, to the captain and the cook, it's your first Christmas together. It is our first Christmas together.
Yes, it is.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Have a good one, gents. Got a challenge for you. Please turn over. Much love. Obviously, our dearest friend, Kiwi.
Kiwi.
If I don't turn it over, we don't have to do it, do we?
No, because there's please
so if I just
over.
Screw it up, we'll be all right.
Let's see what he says.
Okay. Number one. Sing the last verse of the 12 Days of Christmas without taking a breath and together on your pod. Number two, give me a tour of the TA.
Well, we can definitely do the tour of the TA. Right,
we need to do the tour of the TA.
I'm going to have to get the lyrics up.
Okay, so we did this in the pub, but we will also have to apologise to everyone because this is not going to... Actually, can you auto-tune us so I sound like Britney?
I don't think I've tapped into this sense, but it's got to be out there somewhere.
We'll do Britney and Elton.
Oh my goodness. So we start on the 12th then.
So we just got to go 12th all the way back without taking a breath.
Oh my goodness.
I get carried away with five gold rings.
So it's from there.
Oh, whoa, this is. Whoa, I've got an American one here.
What have you got?
I've got. Oh.
Is that the same?
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah, I found a new one where you get like little silver bells, a shining star, four coloured lights, three bars of holly,
what?
Two candy canes, and a song for the Christmas tree.
I've got a feeling that Kiwi'd want
it's written by. It's written by. This is quite funny. It's written by Franz Gruber. Do you reckon that's Hans Gruber's brother from Die Hard?
That's Christmassy.
That is Christmassy.
A lot of debate of whether that's a Christmas film or not. What
it
do you say?
It is a Christmas film.
It is a Christmas film. There you go. Lyrics, the captain right. said it.
I will find the lyrics.
There's no arguments. Man.
Why can't I find...
just put traditional 12 days of Christmas.
Lyrics. There we go. Here we go.
So from there, innit? We're going from there.
So on the 12th, yeah, yeah, and yeah. we're going all the way down. Okay.
Three.
Oh, I was going to have to
drink.
Okay.
Go on then.
No,
go
no,
on
no, no. It's okay. We'll right. go.
No taking a breath.
Well, when you say one, we'll take a breath.
3, 2, 1.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Woohoo!
We
keep cheering.
Yeah, I know. We keep all the dogs crowding and everything.
Hang on, is there a knock on the door?
Yeah, I really shouldn't have done the but on bum bum. Because I caught myself out there.
Thanks, Q. And to be fair, serious thanks to QE. Yeah. Always in drag. We have a few like that. Harry's been in touch a lot. Kerry.
Yes.
There's too many to mention. Like, there is literally too many to mention. So I suppose for us, it was the same as thank you. That's what we wanted to do.
And also thank you for our guests.
Yes.
I think just a quick shout out. So we had Tom, we had Nick, and we had Libby on as
we
well.
We did.
No, which is cracking. And if anyone else wants to have a go, you know, jump on board.
Like, definitely.
We're kindish.
I wanted
to meet you in person.
I think we're like, and I think like, we met them all on Zoom. We got to chat to them. And we do, you know, if you're a listener out there and you've got a story to tell, you've got a link to literature, music, something that keeps you going with your, you know, your mental health and well-being, want to hear. If you've struggled, be happy to share, because that's another thing. And I suppose we should touch on, this isn't always an easy time of year for people, is it?
No.
Either. We know that, right? Yeah. You know, we're lucky we've got wives, families we can celebrate with. We know for some, this, you know, and it's tough in general because we know there's new things being announced, aren't there? So I suppose to take care for yourself, Captain.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, look after yourself. And obviously, you know, engage in things. So, you know, there are the Samaritans, there is the Calm app. You know, there's a lot of people and things around that can support. So just, if you need, just reach out, you know, and just, there's people there. You know, there's people there to help. But I guess, and obviously, Kiwi, we will give you a tour of the TA.
Yes, I think we just do a live.
Yeah, do
we'll
a live.
We'll let him know before we warn him.
Yeah, we'll play darts.
We'll play darts.
We'll do shots.
Yeah. Not after Sunday night.
Actually, no, not after Sunday. Well, yeah, we won't talk about that on
the podcast. No, oh, yeah, that's the thing we agreed.
Not
we don't
to,
talk about
yeah,
that.
Don't, yeah, we don't talk about our own personal life.
It's a bit like How I Met Your Mother.
It is, yeah.
Get people guessing. But
yeah, what happened? Yeah.
And I think in the new.
Well, like, sorry, like Uncle Bryn on the fishing
trip. Yeah!
No one knows what happened.
The fact that your name is
something happened on the, something happened at the pub, but no one actually knows.
And also, we've got our Christmas song. It's going on as we speak.
It's
the third place playoff today. And what did you say was winning? So we had a few votes in.
At the moment, it's Driving Home for Christmas is winning.
Against White Christmas.
Against White Christmas. But I think I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say the Pogues have won.
Already.
They are smashing everything between them, which the Pogues would probably do, in fairness. So
it's my favourite one.
There we
go. It's the one I voted for every round. But
yeah, that's why you voted 20 times on different bot accounts.
I text my mum, dad, everyone, like, get on there and vote. No, serious thank you to everyone. And honestly, for us, it doesn't grow unless you talk and share. I think the fact we've nearly at 3,000 plays, also 300 followers on Instagram, is from nothing.
From nothing.
No advertising, no nothing.
No money.
No. So, you know, please, in the new year, keep talking about it. We want to do more for you. We want to grow it. We want more people to listen to it. And like Bryn said, with the charity links, I should point you as well on our Instagram page. You did log a story, a reel, didn't you?
Yeah, there is a reel on that. And there's also a reel on our Christmas battle as well.
Yes.
So people can see who's winning and stuff. So,
do you want to do the tra this time?
Do I want to do the tra? No,
I always get it wrong.
No, it's fine.
You want a traditional, don't you?
Yeah,
right, tra.
But we, I mean, I guess we should also say, like, Merry Christmas, do you reckon?
Happy Christmas and a
Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I don't know.
However you do it.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a good one.
We'll catch you on the flip side.
And like I said, look out in January. We'll give it a little break.
We will.
But we will be back. But until then.
Back. Until then.
It's a tra from me.
And it's a tra from him.
Tra. Dun, 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 dun.